Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Communities in Bloom. It's a very busy time for City of Stratford. Joining us in studio is the International Communities in Bloom judges. We have Susan Ellis and Bob Iveson here in Stratford and in the studio. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Thank you, and it's great to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here in City of Stratford. I know you have had a whirlwind weekend here in Stratford. Can you remind us the reason that you're here? It's International Communities in Bloom, and what it's all about from this weekend.
Well, we've been here in Stratford because they are competing at the international medium level, and they have qualified to do that amidst five other communities that we are judging. And they've been in the program for 30 years, and CIB is 30 years old, so it's a great honor for us to be here. We're humbled. We've been spending our time looking at every street and every tree and every building and all the people that live here and every flower. It's been very busy.
And every flower, my goodness. Now, Bob, what are some of the things? We're in the medium category, so we're competing, if you will, with two other cities, towns in Canada, and then one in Hungary, and then one in Ireland. So it's a stiff competition. What are you looking for when you're here in Stratford?
Well, principally, we're looking to see how the communities are all working together, both from the municipality level, the business and commercial level, the residents as a community and individuals, and how they all come together to improve what is the quality of life of people in that particular community. And at this time, it's Stratford, of course.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I know with Communities in Bloom, you think it's maybe just a summertime sort of thing, but you're looking at sort of the feasibility or the sustainability all year round for communities. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely right. I mean, it's not just the flowers. Community in Bloom is not just about the flowers. It's looking at the whole of the community all year round. And as you say, you know, the Winter Lights program, all the activities you've got running in Stratford, in the Market Square. We heard about that yesterday from Zach, and it was tremendous. Doing an excellent job.
All right. Again, it's International Communities in Bloom. So you've had a whirlwind weekend, and today's your final day. Is that it's the last day today?
Well, we head out. We actually finished yesterday, finished last night, and we will complete this radio interview. And I will head back towards Ottawa, and Bob will head back towards England.
Okay. And what have your thoughts been? I don't know if I can ask what your thoughts have been from this weekend here in Stratford, but just maybe as an overall or just some impressions.
Well, you can ask, but we can't.
I thought I'd throw that out there. Have you enjoyed some fine dining here in Stratford, at the very least?
At the very least, we've definitely enjoyed fine dining. But what we've really enjoyed is the people that we've met. The team here is amazing. They are kind, they're caring, they're committed volunteers to Communities in Bloom, which, as Bob alluded to, it's a lot more than just flowers. Flowers are the painting your front door red and making it well warm and welcoming and inviting. It's the foundational things that we're looking at, your environmental efforts, the heritage conservation and preservation, both built and cultural, landscape, urban forest management, floral displays. It's a lot of things, and they all work together, and that committee of yours that is out there on your behalf is doing a fabulous job.
Oh, that's wonderful. So again, our local Communities in Bloom, we've got, of course, Brad Beattie, Karis Wynne-Hughes, Barb Hacking, just doing a great job. And again, it's International Communities in Bloom. So you've been judging and seeing City of Stratford and all that we have to offer this weekend. When do we find out? I've got to throw that out there too. When do we find out?
You find out on our 30th anniversary, which is being celebrated at our international symposium in Charlottetown, PEI, October 17th to the 22nd.
Okay.
And we'll let you know.
All right. Very good. Well, it's an honor to be in the medium category and an honor to be competing with other cities in Canada and certainly international. It means a great deal for City of Stratford to be participating in something like this, Bob.
I'm sure the committee you have are, as you say, dedicated. They're committed, and I don't think it would matter whether it was international or not. They will still be putting the effort in, and I've no doubt about that. But being at international level, yes, it just adds that extra dimension to the competition, and they've certainly stepped up.
Excellent. Well, we've been thrilled to have you here in Stratford, Susan Ellis and Bob Iveson with International Communities in Bloom. If folks would like some more information, is there a Facebook page or a website that they can access?
Communitiesinbloom.ca.
quite simple.
Everything is on there. We also have all our other social media platforms, but that's your starting point.
All right.
And I'm just going to give you a little heads up. This year, the color for the year was orange in honor of Truth and Reconciliation. This coming year, it's edible.
Okay. Now, Bob, did you want to...
Yeah, just to finally put a little bit of icing on the cake. I mean, next year, 2025. In fact, the International Symposium will be here in Stratford.
Okay.
So we're very excited about that. I know your team here is ecstatic. About,
to say the least.
And I think it's going to be a wonderful event.
All right. Well, again, Susan and Bob, so wonderful to have you here. Hope you've enjoyed this weekend, and I know we will chat again soon with International Communities in Bloom. And thank you so much for your time, and thanks for being here. We do appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much indeed.